any price. It is the breath of life. What would a man not pay for living? This quote by Mahatma Gandhi brings to mind the passion and zeal with which India's freedom fighters fought to gain independence, sometimes at the cost of their lives. That's how dear freedom was to them. Aradhana ji, most of us listening to this podcast were born in a free country and have rights that are not enjoyed by those under some sort of oppression. Still, in our individual lives, we experience shackles and understand how to break free from them, which represents our own journeys towards freedom.
Could you elaborate this thought a little bit, Krisha ji?
So, for someone, it could be feeling pressure to act a certain way due to fears and breaking free of that and fully expressing their authentic selves.
Or maybe for someone else, it could be that they worry about the future and how to break free from that worry. Or maybe even someone wanting to attain freedom from the negative thoughts about oneself, you know?
Exactly. Aradhana ji, remember those days in school where we used to call our last exam date Independence Day? That was the day we could finally go out with our friends, enjoy playing and whatnot. It was the day we could enjoy freedom.
Yes, we used to celebrate Independence Day several times a year, not just in the month of August.
This brings us to the topic of our discussion today, freedom. Welcome to yet another episode of Soul Vibes. I am Krisha.
I am Aradhana from United Arab Emirates.
Dhan Nirankar ji.
Freedom generally is having the ability to act or change without constraint. Something is free if it can change easily and is not constrained. In philosophy and religion, we think of free will and being without undue or unjust constraints.
You know, there is a difference between wanting freedom from something and wanting freedom for something.
Yes, freedom from is always from the past, and freedom for is always for the future. Freedom is such a vast topic. It has so many dimensions. Everyone listening to us right now might have a different understanding of freedom. Just as in one hand, we speak of freedom in political or societal sense, where groups of people may be seeking liberation. On the other hand, as an individual, we experience certain restraints, whether those are related to our relationships, our way of thinking, social constructs, or stress and anxieties.
Exactly. And it is these multiple aspects of freedom that we will be unfolding today, with the help of some panelists. So, first of all, let us invite Tamanna ji from Bahrain to hear her experience with respect to freedom.
Dhan Nirankar ji, since last year, we have been passing through a pandemic, and it has been a new and strange experience for many of us to not have the freedom to step outside our houses for months together. In March 2020, I remember, I told myself that pandemic would be managed in a month or two, and then things would go back to normal. Obviously, that didn't happen. But it's interesting that when freedom was taken away, there were feelings of denial and anger.
Have those feelings changed now?
Yes. Now we see that we have adjusted to a new normal instead, and those feelings have been replaced by acceptance and awareness. My constant support in this journey has been the online spiritual discourses and commandments from Sadhguru Mataji. What seemed so alien and new in the beginning of the pandemic has become second nature, and we have accepted these new aspects. For example, the idea of working or studying from home, wearing masks, or even social distancing.
This brings me to an interesting thought. We are told to give someone near us at least 2 meters of space as a form of social distance, and this is essential to our well-being during the pandemic. But if we just apply this concept to our relationship, we will notice that we sometimes forget to give our loved ones space. which negatively affects the peace and harmony of the relationship. We now have Nidhi ji from UAE who will be sharing her thoughts on freedom in our relationships.
Dhanakar ji, I have been a teacher for many years now, and inevitably, when you talk to teenagers, they open about their issues at home. A lot of kids used to share how they felt stifled at home and hid a lot about their lives from their parents because they knew that a safe space did not exist for their thoughts at home. On hearing this, I was reminded of my own relationships with my kids and how I used to worry and fear for their health and safety when they were teenagers. I was in a situation where I could empathize with both parents and kids.
So, how do you think children can gain freedom as they grow up, especially if parents have certain expectations of what their kids should and shouldn't do, or ideas which might not allow children to make mistakes in the first place?
I think sometimes we expect our children to be ideal versions of ourselves. We don't want them to make our mistakes or their own mistakes, because we think we can see the consequences. Communication is very important here. If we allow them to talk to us about their problems without judgment, but expect honesty in that communication, it will give them a lot of freedom and power as they move around in the unpredictable and sometimes harsh world.
Some values change with time,
but some remain the same. Those of kindness and respect, you know.
You're right. Sadhguru Mataji also shared how in relationships, it is very important to maintain flexibility. Flexibility to evolve. We should show openness towards the evolution of a younger generation. And families should facilitate such growth rather than binding each other's will.
Thank you, Nidhi ji. Aradhana ji, let's move on to another aspect. We often hear this phrase, freedom from wants. But when a baby is born, all it wants is milk and a sense of safety. So, desire is a part of our human experience, and I don't think we can get rid of it. Do you think we need freedom from wants? Can we have this freedom?
I think it's important to understand why we want something. Is it out of habit, addiction, reflex, or involuntary or unconscious motives, such as jealousy or paradigm of society? Or is it out of love and the need to reach our true potential as an individual? Let's have Sanjay ji from Saudi Arabia share his thoughts and give us some insights on this aspect.
Dhanankar ji, if you think about it, wanting something out of habit or addiction or unconscious motive is a form of bondage. Even if we are free to chase a want that comes from these motives.
Exactly. Self-awareness can be the difference between freedom and bondage while working for the same goal.
Ji, just imagine you are driving a car through town and you come to a fork in the road. No one is forcing you to go one way or the other and you turn left. So you seem to be completely free. But this picture of your situation might change quite dramatically if we consider the reason you went left is that you are addicted to smoking and you are desperate to get to the tobacco store before it closes. So here, rather than driving, you feel you are being driven, as your urge to smoke leads you to turn the wheel to the left.
That's interesting. This story gives us two contrasting ways of thinking of freedom.
Exactly. As a wise man once said, may we think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right.
This reminds me of a quote from a movie that goes, "The things you own end up owning you." Sadhguru Mataji also said in her discourses, "When we climb a mountain, we walk over the rocks and sand, leaving our baggage behind, rather than carrying it all on our shoulders." Likewise, we should not carry the burden of desire and attachment in our life.
Krishna ji, what I understand here is that we must choose our desires very carefully and definitely not allow them to burden us or own us.
Thank you for your thoughts, Sanjay Ji. Aradhana Ji, now we have the opportunity to listen to this very beautiful poem written by Neil Ji that explores the thoughts we've been going over just now.
Time has seen attacks many. Time has seen attacks many that taught humans the spirit to strive. Now we have enemies within us. Let's keep the freedom struggle alive. Now we have enemies within us. Let's keep the freedom struggle alive. We boil ourselves for wealth every day. We boil ourselves for wealth every day. Relations have turned to vapor. Humanity forgot the reality that money is just a piece of paper. Humanity forgot the reality that money is just a piece of paper. Let's stop running in the race. Let's stop running in the race from which nothing we derive. Humanity is losing the world to wealth. Let's keep the freedom struggle alive. Humanity is losing the world to wealth. Let's keep the freedom struggle alive. Listen carefully, the world out there. Listen carefully, the world out there. Today I bring back a caution. Delusions always deceive the conditions, even if they look as the best option. Delusions always deceive the conditions, even if they look as the best option. Delusion is an enemy since time began. Delusion is an enemy since time began. But truth will always thrive. For this record to remain unbeaten, let's keep the freedom struggle alive. For this record to remain unbeaten, let's keep the freedom struggle alive. Separating the world on religion or caste. Separating the world on religion or caste has sadly become an unseen trend. This work of humans should be stopped, or humanity will come to an end. This work of humans should be stopped, or humanity will come to an end. These restrictions get stronger. These restrictions get stronger. Conditions always play a game. But humanity has a helping hand with it. Sadhguru Sudeeksha Ji is her name. But humanity has a helping hand with it. Sadhguru Sudeeksha Ji is her name. So hope you all enjoyed the walk. So hope you all enjoyed the walk. Near the end now I arrive. Let's beat all the bondages with this divine knowledge. Let's keep the freedom struggle alive. Let's beat all the bondages with this divine knowledge. Let's keep the freedom struggle alive. The freedom struggle is still alive. The freedom struggle is still alive.
A very beautiful poem indeed, with a very strong message. Freedom is a responsibility.
Speaking of responsibility, it also brings a lot of stress.
So now let's explore another aspect of this freedom. Freedom from the stress of the future, which we have to manage even if we are working towards something we truly want.
You're right about the stress. Out of all the thoughts I have in a day, many of them can be about worries regarding the future. But tell me something, when we work really hard for something, how are we expected to be unaffected when the result isn't as per our expectations?
To discuss the topic of stress and freedom further, we have Sunil Ji from Oman who will share his experience of work-life stress and how he manages it.
Dhan Nirankar Ji, stress is real. It is a proven science that stress and tension are the forces behind growth and development. Stress in its pure form is a constructive force that drives the evolution of the universe. However, the stress in our day-to-day life seems anything but constructive. This unnatural stress suppresses the spirit and tires the mind. It can be the root of anxiety, fear, and broken relationships.
Then how do you deal with stress, which comes from uncertainty? A fact of life.
One incident in my life was when we moved to Middle East in 2008. Within a couple of months, my employer dismissed the entire team and gave me a notice, reducing my salary to half. I was left with two options, either to come back to India or find a new job. So I looked for another job and immediately found one. I requested my previous employer to give me an NOC and begin work there. But he refused, which meant I could not work for the new company. I was under a lot of stress and fear and felt like complaining about it. But then I surrendered to the will of Almighty Nirankar and felt that I was released of pressure and stress. Ultimately, it does not matter how the job situation panned out. But during this time, I learned that Nirankar is always with me. Does that mean my circumstance changed overnight? No, they don't. And stress also comes and goes. But my response to those situations and that stress has changed.
That's a lovely thought. Just as Sadhguru Mata Sudiksha Ji explained in her recent discourses, many times it is prayed that may we pass the test of life without facing them. Instead, we should pray that whatever test comes our way, may we be blessed with enough faith, wisdom, and strength to overcome that situation. If this complete and powerful God is with us, then why to fear any test? These words of Sadhguru Mataji give me so much positivity and strength. I also think that instead of trying to control things like results or other people's action, we can try to shift our focus to the process itself, like Sunil Ji did, by surrendering to Nirankar, that whatever result he would get. But would you say that acceptance of that situation made you less willing to do something about it?
No. Acceptance of the result is not the same as giving up. You just accept what is and positively figure out what next will be, instead of brooding and fighting against what has already happened.
Ah, this brings us to the flip side of worrying about the future, repenting about our actions in the past, which also binds us into a negative loop. To talk more about how we can be free of regrets from our past, we have Gurkaran Ji, who works as a chartered accountant in UAE. Who better than him to teach us about bringing balance to our lives?
Dhan Nirankar Ji, we make so many decisions on a daily basis and inevitably have second thoughts about some of them. But what is relevant here is what I feed to my thoughts. If I regret the choices I made or did not make, I would end up getting frustrated and stressed.
So what you're saying is that, again, we fall into the trap of trying to redo or control things that we can no longer control, maybe only learn from.
Yes. And I think many of us can relate with this example. After being qualified as a chartered accountant, I had to make a decision whether to start my own practice or to do a job. Each of the options had its own pros and cons, and based on that, I decided to start a job. I had to leave my hometown and put a lot of effort into establishing myself in the organization where I started. Parallelly, there are other colleagues who opted to start their own practice and are doing pretty well. So the comparison inevitably arises. But I know that it is not helpful, nor does it teach me anything useful. When such thoughts come to my mind, I try not to indulge in them and always remember the example which a saint quoted to me during our discussion. He said that whenever we drive a car on the road, there will be cars ahead of us and behind us. It does not matter at which speed we drive. We may be at a speed of 60 or 100 or 120 kilometers per hour. Still, many cars will be ahead of us and we will be ahead of many cars. What is important is to enjoy our journey and reach our destination.
Today we have a lot of learning from car driving. I think the lesson here is that all these decisions and choices are efforts to make our lives better. The outcome of these decisions is never in my hands. When we make Nirankar a partner in these decisions, we pull ourselves out of the result, and it becomes easy to learn from them without stress.
Aradhana Ji, one common thread that was running through all these discussions
was that of rising above, whether it was stress or denial or base desires. So let's hear more on this from Sunita ji from Kuwait.
Dhanankar ji, Krisha ji, you just mentioned rising above, and I feel spirituality gives us the foundation to be able to do exactly this. So here is my understanding of our life. We in fact live two lives, a life away from the present moment and one within it.
Okay, that's interesting. What is this life away from the present moment like?
Our thoughts about the past and future cloud the experience of the present moment.
All right. And what does this experience of the present moment consist of?
When we observe something grounded in the present moment, it is seeing everything happening around you as if it's a part of a play and you are the audience.
I can understand how that will also help us to rise above emotions and immediate reactions.
You know, it's not that we need to eliminate our emotions. They are attached to us as part of our human experience.
You're right. But if we're able to observe these emotions as they arise within us, it allows us to go through the human experience as a spiritual being.
Yes, instead of a human trying to have a spiritual experience. Why do we struggle to reach this state though?
Our ego does not allow us to observe. Instead of being attached to Nirankar, which allows us to have some distance from the self, I get attached to my emotions, my relationships and my expectations. Instead, when I do Simran, I am able to access silence and stillness, and it helps me recognize and expand that stillness in everyday life.
Thank you, Sunita ji. You know, I find it so interesting that attachment to Nirankar is in fact allowing me so much freedom in my life. I think it's because it pulls you away from the tangled jungle of the mind and allows you to soar like a free bird above the forest. Freedom is an opportunity or ability or power to break free or to be imprisoned.
Krisha ji, you think of it as an opportunity. I think of it as a decision to live in the moment every day. This is a decision we shall make, and that's where the freedom comes from. As the writer William Faulkner once said, "We must be free not because we claim freedom, but because we practice it."
Do you know, we've said the word freedom about 30 times now.
But think of the aspects we've covered. We started this episode with this idea that freedom means different things to everyone. But we've come to the realization that in our individual lives, it means observing our thoughts without any reaction, understanding our motivations, accepting the past and letting the future come to us when it does.
Which means doing our best and living in absolute state of surrender to the will of Nirankar in all situations. Only that can bring absolute freedom to our lives.
We leave our listeners with these beautiful lines. Let us become the river that flows around obstacles serenely, the lake that is still, the rain that does not linger, and the ocean, Nirankar itself.
Dhan Nirankar ji.